We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Threesome Erotica, Just Feel and Breathe, written and read by Sundial. We were waiting at the arrivals gate when she came through, pulling her little suitcase behind her. We grinned at her and she grinned back, blushing just a little bit. She was full of nervous excitement, her hands shaking. I wrapped her in a hug, and you put your arms around us both. That night you cooked dinner, and we ate by candlelight, sipping red wine from enormous glasses, the light flickering and warm. Later I rose and took her hand, and you stood. I looked into her eyes, holding them for a moment, and then... "Are you sure?" I asked. And there it was. This was it. Yeah, I am," she said. I led her through to the sitting room. You lit candles and turned off the lights. I spread the latex sheet over the rug. "It's going to be messy," you said. And she looked at you from under her eyelashes, meek and shy. "Take off your clothes, all of them, and get comfortable on the sheet, face down," you said. This was not a direction any of us had imagined our friendship taking. It had been one of those nights. We had met up online to catch up, drank far too much wine. She had talked about how hard the last years have actually been and how lonely she's felt. She hadn't even realized until just recently that her self-worth was so low. She went to get another drink. "You and I have never had a threesome with a woman. It isn't our thing. But I knew she found you hot. We'd talked about you before. She's attracted by your natural dominance. I found that I desperately wanted us to help her find her sense of her own desirability again. I asked you, and you agreed, and when she came back, I'd outright asked her, outright told her that she had to experience you fucking her. It shocked her. And astonishingly, she didn't hesitate. She said yes. And here we are. She does as she's bid, and we strip off. "Are you okay?" you ask.
Yeah, I'm good."
There's a nervous hitch in her voice. "Close your eyes," you say, and she does. "Good girl." Her lips part. She likes that. I pass the warmed oil to you, and you let a stream of it run over her back. It splashes down on her, drops flying where it lands. She's not expecting it, and she jumps. "Keep them closed," you say. She quickly closes her eyes again. The oil splashes down. I watch in the candlelight as it spreads over her back, golden rivulets running down her sides, pooling on the latex. You don't spare the oil. It splashes onto her ass, down one leg and up the other. You kneel so her head is between your knees, and I imagine your gorgeous musky scent drifting to her. I kneel at her feet. "Breathe. Just feel and breathe." You're whispering into her ear, and she visibly thrills, a shiver running through her body. Your hands glide down the middle of her back, spreading wide just below her waist. I begin with her right foot. On the upstroke, your hands glide over the sides of her breasts. She draws a sharp breath, her eyes flicker open, and you throw a light slap at her ass, surprising her. Make me tell you again, and you'll feel it, you say. Oh, and your warning thrills her. She squeezes her eyes closed, trying not to smile. Breathe. You're breathing in her ear, and now she can't help smiling. She doesn't even try to keep it to herself anymore. I grin at you. I finish with her feet. Long strokes up her calves now, and you concentrate on her arms. It's a break for her. Her breathing relaxes. Her whole body relaxes. You catch my eye, raise an eyebrow at me, mischief, and you lean close and breathe. You let a long breath blow into her ear with the word. She's clearly not expecting it. Her shoulders shudder and her eyes fly open. I find myself wishing I could see her nipples. Naughty, you say. Oh, you did that deliberately. I'm thrilling for her, for what's to come. I wonder if she thinks you'll follow through.
I'm sorry, she says.
My hands move to her thighs. Her skin is warm, soft and smooth. And there's a gorgeous give under my hands as I stroke them upwards, over and over. Her curves glisten in the candlelight. You reposition yourself and start massaging her ass. My hands are gliding up to meet yours. And then, crack, you're spanking her. Six in a row, quick and painless. Her breathing catches. She pants a moment. And that sexy smile is back. Again, I grin at you. This is exactly what I want for her. Good girl. Now turn over and keep 'em closed, you say. She tries to get herself up so she can turn over, but her limbs just slide around. Eventually she manages. She rolls and there's no grace in it. Her cheeks are flushed. Oh, and she looks so damned wanton, so desirable. She's vulnerable in the candlelight, her eyes closed, body tense, and waiting. Oil pours over her legs, her stomach, her breasts, and she moans for the first time. You and I freeze, lock eyes. The sound has left an empty space in the room, and the reality of what we are doing with her hits me. Still okay? I ask. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, more, she says. You nod to me, and we return our attentive hands to her body. You are focusing on her shoulders, your hands gliding over the front of her neck, and her breath catches again. Another whispered, breathe, and she's doing her best, but her breaths are coming faster now. My hands stroke up the outsides of her thighs, long strokes from her knees to her hips. Your hands are sweeping circles around her stomach, stroking up her sides from her back. Her breathing quickens. Her eyes are squeezed tightly together.
You lean down and breathe instructions into her ear, and after a moment her breathing slows and her eyes relax. You shuffle forward so her head is between your thighs, your rock-hard cock resting against her head. She reaches up her hands. I watch her fingers exploring you. I expect you to stop her, but you don't. I had imagined her touching it, handling it, but seeing it, watching her fingers exploring your cock, is far hotter than I thought it would be, and I thought it would be. It's dreamlike now. The golden candlelight falling on us, her curvaceousness, her fingers. The only noises are the sounds of the slickness of the massage and her breathing. You stroke up her arms from shoulder to wrist, and with a sigh she lets them relax down over her head, fingers cradling your balls. Your hand stroked down from her collarbone, over her ribs, between her breasts. Her lips part again. You begin to circle her breasts, slow, gentle pressure that pushes them together and then flattens them down over and over. I take a moment to pour more oil over your hands, my clit thrilling, pulsing, and I don't know whether it's because the sight is so hot or because I'm imagining how she's feeling right now. I can't take my eyes off what you're doing to her breasts. It's just so mesmerizingly sexy. My hands gliding up the front of her thighs without thought. Her breath is coming faster now. Then finally your fingers find her nipples, and my hands at the same time begin gliding over her mons, slipping down inwards towards her cleft, her clit.
Cherry tree! It's loud in the silence, breaking the spell, shocking all three of us. Our hands leave her body immediately. Are you okay? Is it too much? I ask.
Open your eyes, love. You, concern evident in your voice. She opens her eyes.
Oh, she says. Then, sorry. It's okay. We can stop. It's okay.
Me.
No, it's not that, she blushes. I just don't want to come yet.
You let out a snort of laughter, and she blushes deeper. I give her a sympathetic look and belt your arm. Breathe, love, breathe, you say. And she breathes, calming.
I'm okay, I'm ready, she says.
Get on your hands and knees, you say. You can keep your eyes open. She obeys without question, and you slip a condom over your shaft. I kneel in front of her, look into her eyes. Still good? I ask, and she nods. You kneel behind her and take your shaft in your hand. You stroke it up and down her cleft, and that's the second time she moans. We lock eyes again. You look a question at me, and I nod. Are you ready? You ask.
Yeah. Yes, please, she says.
You thrust into her, pull out again, and run your cock up and down her cleft until she moans. Again you push into her,
You repeat this teasing fuckery. Her eyes lose focus and she starts to properly moan. You slide yourself inside her. We can all hear how wet she is. You begin to fuck her, slow and steady, and you reach around and begin drawing those slow, tormenting circles around her clit, the circles I know so well. With your other hand, you support her hips. I begin to tease her breasts, rolling, pulling at her nipples, gently. She lets a small, pleading noise out. You look at me and shake your head. You want more from her than that. It's not enough, so you hold your pace, and I keep my tease light. She looks frustrated, but her face also tells me how desperately lost to this fucking she has become. She moans out another plea. I look at you and again you shake your head. My fingers rolling her nipples between them, my eyes fastened to your hips, your cock sliding in and out of her, her back and the globes of her ass glistening in the candlelight. She tries to make the pace faster, bucking herself onto you, but you grab her hips with both hands and hold her still, that slow, torturous pace, keeping her on the edge. She earns a flurry of spanking for trying to take control away from you. Her mouth opens. She pants out a few breaths. And she moans out a long, frustrated sound, and you nod to me. You pick up your rhythm, hammering your cock into her. She arches a little to take more of you. I know your circling will have picked up speed now. She is panting, squeezing her eyes shut. She lets out another moan of pure frustration. Oh, you look at me, lift your hand from her hip and draw a couple of circles in the air. Wrap it up. I pinch and roll her nipples harder, and I know you're giving her clit stronger treatment. She holds her breath, holds it, her body so tense, and then she tips. She grunts, rides the waves of her orgasm, and you pull out of her, and then you come yourself. I watch you, feeling greedy for you, my thighs soaked. You look a dirty promise at me. As agreed, there was no kissing, no use of mouth on anyone apart from the use of your voice, your breath in her ear. The safe word worked flawlessly. A condom was used. The gift has been given and received with absolute pleasure. And I didn't come. Written and read by Sundial. You can find more of me at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.